One of the questions that always come up on Chol HaMoed is the issue of listening to music on Chol HaMoed. And in general, there are a lot of concerts going on, whether you're at a hotel or even if you're not. So is that only for the people who keep the second day of Sfira? We know there are different minhagim on when to keep Sfira. The beginning, or you keep from Rosh Chodesh. So what's the halacha regarding those who keep the first days? Are they permitted to listen to music? Or is it, assuming you can't listen to music in the first place, of course, because that's, because in the Shulchan Aruch discusses the issue of not getting married during this time period, as well as getting, as well of haircuts, which is, with Corona, the both the Shaila. In other words, if someone who couldn't get married during pre-Pesach, and the only time, let's say, the hall is open, of course, you don't need a hall, but let's assume the only time you couldn't get married, do you have to wait to after your Sfira time? So, that's a discussion. So, Rav Schechter thinks not. He says the earlier minig was, even though today people are very strict on it, and I've heard others say that you have to wait, but Rav Schechter's sheet is no, that back in the day, people used to be, before they were going, let's say they were going to the army, Israel army, so they wanted to get married before. I guess on one end you say, hopefully it wasn't a dangerous mission just to get married and then something happened in the army, wouldn't be good. But the assumption was, pas pesalo, that you want to get married before you go, it's all worked out. So Rav Schechter thinks b'shas hadchak, and i.e. coronavirus time, we could mevatel the minig of, it could b'shas hadchak, you could go, it won't be going against the minig, because the minig was never set up in a case where you're an anus. And haircuts as well as a separate, so let's say the barber is open up in the middle of Sfira, so that is a whole discussion in general. We know in Chol HaMoed, it's less of an issue because that's mefurish, that if you're on it, that on Chol HaMoed, if you're an onus the muchach, that it's obvious that everyone, you just got out of jail, you couldn't take a haircut, you're allowed to. So too, Lovi, everyone knows you couldn't take a haircut, so Chol HaMoed's a different issue of taking haircuts or shaving. On Sfira is another issue, depending what you hold, well, the whole time is Sfira, because in Rav Soloveitchik has a different sheet regarding Sfira. It's like Yud Beis Chodesh. So therefore, whatever you do during Yud Beis Chodesh, you could take now. In fact, it's even less. So then it's a question of how long you have to wait. And others say, basically, if you normally take, if you took a haircut every month, then during Yud Beis Chodesh, you could take it every, you could wait for 2 months. That's a debate in terms of haircutting and marriage, but that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Music's not even in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Magen Avraham talks about the issur of music and dancing. And that's the further debate, which one's worse? Dancing, on one hand, your whole body's into it, or listening to music. So here, but let's say not just listening to music and record, here's going, you know, even people have concerts. So the issue is whether it applies to Chol HaMoed or not. So it's a discussion among others, but the contemporary poskim they bring down are, it's a machlokas Rav Elyashav versus Rav Vuzner. Rav Elyashav is matir. He says, even if you keep Sfira the first day, there's no Isser on Chol HaMoed. It's Isser of Simcha. And Rav Vuzner says it's Usser. And the Prima Gadin and the Chafetz Chaim seem to lean with Rav Vuzner. So even though many poskim seem to say it does apply, the Minhag Olam, meaning Minhag Klayo, seems to be clearly, they follow Rav Elyashav, and perhaps before Rav Elyashav, but clearly Rav Elyashav Shita. And even if you assume, you know, on a regular Yontif, but this year with coronavirus, would be more of a reason in order in terms of, you know, mental health issues. And as well, others bring down, this machokes as well, seems to be don't know if it's Lashitasun or not, but they bring down a similar machokes regarding Hachnasa Sefer Torah. Could you play music at a Hachnasa Sefer Torah during Svira? So again, Rav Elyashav is the Meiko. He says yes. And Rav Vosner says no. So that's the issue. So the Minhag Yisrael seems to be that we even have live concerts. So it's certainly surely be listening to music in your home, and especially now during coronavirus, you know, to build up the spirits, mental health issues. So therefore, the minhag seems to be that one is permitted to listen to music during Chol HaMoed, even if you keep the first days of Chol HaMoed.